Well, you have to have local knowledge, because when the tide comes to nearly full, like a half an hour before full tide, you see, you understand the tide, that's the Atlantic Ocean out there, the tide backs up the river and it's tidal as far as Villierstown. About 10 miles upriver, it's still salty, 10, 12 miles. And it backs up and backs up and backs up, and then it goes all still up there for about a quarter of an hour. It goes still here for maybe an hour, you know, because it's backing up, backing up, backing up. And then it starts to fall back down. Tide starts to go out. So if you can, if you want to swim that, you start to swim just as it's almost full. It's just slowing up, slowing up, slowing up. And then it actually gets dead calm on a calm day. There's hardly any movement in it for maybe a quarter of an hour, half an hour. And then you'll see it just starting to fall again. So if you do it like at what they call top of the tide, half an hour before, half an hour after, you have a great chance. But if you start to do it like when it's halfway, you have to swim in a big horseshoe, because you have to go against the tide for so far and kind of hit halfway, and then hopefully that it'll bring you over, to flood you over then to the rest of it. Much more difficult.